Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca. Okay, hello and welcome back to my show. Today I'm recording from my phone because the website keeps acting up and I can't seem to record from the laptop, but I'll be reading from my laptop anyways because this story is a bit interesting. You know, it's not really that long, but there is a long discussion that comes with it, especially when it comes to people naming people. Today I'll be reading a story from r/namenerds about someone who was named America, among us other things. So let's jump right on in. So r/namenerds is a place where you discuss people's names, meanings, amongst other things, and to some extent roasting people for giving their kids certain names. And this is one of those times. Except it's an OP roasting their own parents. Posted by usagelop 2 hours ago as of recording, my parents named me America. How do I tell them I hate my name without hurting their feelings? And the post body goes, my name has always got me unwanted attention, a lot of questions and negative interactions. I've slowly began to resent my name as I entered college and realized that people won't take me seriously because of it. My parents don't understand and say I should be proud of my name and that makes me stand out in a good way. So the responses to this post have been mixed at best. And there are some that are suggesting that the poster goes by nicknames. Some saying Erica or Amy. And some even backing it up by saying that they know an Erica that is short for America. So I actually have a weird feeling about this. Because why would you name your kid something like that? Especially something that some people consider a bit controversial. And another person actually says that they actually think that if they see that name that the parents are very conservative or something. And honestly, that's the first thing that comes to my mind as well. Either that or they're big fans of franchises like Hamilton or something that do have something to do with America. And honestly, back then when I was a fan, that was on my prospective name list as well. In the event that I actually do end up naming a human being. So, I mean, I'm not that innocent of that. So many people suggesting Amy or Erica, and then there's another that says, it sounds like you've already tried to talk to them about it, and they gave you an answer. And they did their best and gave you a name that they thought would serve you well. But it's not your fault that it didn't work out that way. You're allowed to feel how you feel. And he asks even that, what's your goal in talking to them about it? They want to change your name. And the thing is, well, changing your name is a thing that's an actual option. But the thing is, it's actually pretty hard. You know, you have a lot of memories and all that, and there's a crap ton of documents that you will have to deal with the bureaucratic changing of names and all that. And it's you will have to go through each and every one of your important documents, from birth certificates to everything in between. And honestly, it's probably a bit too tiring just for one thing. And so at some point, you just go by a nickname or, like me, a stage name, so you don't have to deal with your real name on a daily basis or something, or especially if you want to pursue something creative. And the last commenter says that he personally likes the name America and that he can be proud of it even if it's too patriotic. Honestly, the timing of this post is a bit funny in a weird way. I'm gonna have that feeling. Before there was weirdness in my real name, I can't really have a nickname. So I usually end up calling myself different names that have totally nothing to do with my actual name because I cannot have a nickname, and so I always had to make up random names or even use my middle name. But then I learned that that side of the family ain't good, so I had to stop using it, and so I just had to deal with it. That's my name. I don't have a nickname at all, and that's it. But sometimes I elongate it, the opposite of a nickname. In some spaces, I elongate it to a longer form where it's the last two syllables of a longer name. That's a thing I do. But honestly, as for my own advice to the OP, I feel like he should really learn to open up about it. I'm not too sure, but they should open up about it to their parents, or maybe even ask friends for advice, because honestly, friends are actually good for advice. And yeah, I mean, I don't actually know what it feels like, but I can imagine it must be hard. And now let's go on to see some of the other posts on this subreddit. Okay, so this new thread is about a name in the wild, meaning something that they found in the wild that was a unique name. So the poster was U/SarahL1990. So I've just started a new job, and the trainer is named Coral, Sarah said. And she follows with, I asked her the story behind it. And she, the coral person says that her mother was reading about corals and how important they were. So she named her daughter Coral as a kind of tribute and to raise awareness. This is actually a good one. Like, if you're going to pick a nature name, at least be passionate about it and actually be someone who wants to raise awareness for the impending destruction of some natural resources, like this one, naming present coral or reef or forest, Arden, the kind of name, those kinds of names that signify important natural things. I think glacier could be a name, but that could be a bit stretch, though. Maybe glaze could be a name. And then there's the usual autumn, winter, summer, that kind of names. And it's actually interesting to think about that. There are people that are using other people in general as a billboard for an advocacy. And it's actually better than being a billboard for your fandom. You know, I'm talking to y'all people naming their kids Anakin or Khaleesi, that kind of thing. Because seriously, naming your kids after your fandom is a bit sucky. Especially with the whole Khaleesi incident. And anyone who was around in early 2019 knows this. The Khaleesi incident where a bunch of people were already named that and all that. And then next thing you know, the character, the namesake, just decides to burn down the entire capital city of the fictional country that she was part of. It was a sight to Twitter at that time. The Twitter at the time exploded with jokes and all that. Oh my god, people rushing to their county office or something. It was hilarious. Honestly, it was a funny thing. And honestly, billboard for advocacy is way better than billboards for fandom. Although it's kind of strange. It can be considered strange, but it's way better. Because, like, fandom, you're just like, oh, hello there, my kid, Edward Cullen. Or, hello there, my kid, Katniss Everdeen. Yeah, people, actually, I've seen a thread on FB. Because, like, there's on Facebook, there's a thing called Name Book where people just roast people's names. Or people's kids' names. And then there's one that where there's a pair of twins named Katniss and Khaleesi. Yep. No, I think it was Katniss and Renesmee, but I think it was two of the popular girl fandom girls kind of name. And man, was that strange. Also, the amount of Castiels. I don't watch Supernaturals. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but Castiel is also a common one, or Destiel. It's really a strange trend to see, but I guess in the future, if I do end up having a kid, they'll be in a room full of Castiel, Khaleesi, and all of those names. All of them. Katniss. I guess I'll be asking, hey, how's Katniss doing now? Is she still friends with the Khaleesi? I guess that will be her life eventually, but I guess only time will tell what happens. But this is an interesting trend, and I actually wonder if in the 2020s we'll still follow through with this and we'll still be having these fandom names as a trend. So I guess that's one thing that we'll be on the lookout for. Maybe in our, I guess, 6,000th episode or something, if we do continue being daily. So that's pretty much it for today. I'll see you all the next day. Be sure to do all the fun podcasting, support me on Patreon, follow me on Twitter at @TheRedditor_TWT, hit like on my Facebook page, The Redditor Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.